Welcome back to the program. It is 7:39. What do you say? Take a look at the behavior of some others, pair it with our own lives, and see how we're doing. Thursday, a 39-year-old man from Pennsylvania found a coworker had stolen one of his strawberry Jell-O cups from the break room fridge.
Them's fighting words.
No. Wait a minute. Now, there is fridge etiquette that we should quickly go over here. Yeah. If it's got your name on it, if it says Chris,
yeah,
then you can't eat the roast beef sandwich that's in the brown bag.
Okay.
But if there's just a pile of stuff in there and it's got no one's name on it, how do you know if it's left over from this morning's sales meeting versus it's Tom's supply of six Jell-O cups where suddenly there's five when he goes to take the next one?
My rule of thumb is if you didn't put it in the fridge, you don't take it out.
I think in a community refrigerator, you put your name on it. Your name on it tells you that it's yours.
Something tells me you're not going to eat anything that's in a refrigerator unless you brought it in yourself, right?
I probably wouldn't even put it in the refrigerator. I've never used our break room fridge. Never plan on it.
So you don't bring anything in the morning that needs refrigeration, or do you bring on your own cooler in?
I have a refrigerator at my desk.
Oh, you do?
No.
Well, you'd love the
but
one.
I thought about it.
You'd love the one in the newsroom. It smells like...
No.
I'm not sure
there's
what it smells like.
There's one in the newsroom?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
It gets cleaned out like once a year.
I didn't even know there was one in there.
Oh, yeah, there's one in there.
Really?
It smells really bad now. There's something in there that died a few weeks ago and hasn't been removed yet.
Well, this individual who discovered one of his Jell-O cups had been taken from the break room fridge called the cops. Cops were nice enough to say it's an open investigation and there's the possibility of a future arrest.
He called the cops.
I don't know if it's a high priority. Yeah, it's theft, man. Maybe not grand theft, but it's theft, buddy. And it's a strawberry Jell-O cup. You put a little whipped cream on that?
Somebody suggested that when somebody's stealing food out of the company refrigerator, what you do is you put a bag in there with a raw egg sandwich in it.
Yeah.
And then have them take a bite out of it. That's the last time they'll steal something from the community refrigerator.
Or you lace it with some incredibly strong laxative.
So the penalty is poisoning your coworker.
Well, you know,
that would be illegal. That could get you prison time.
What?
A raw egg sandwich won't get you prison time.
What if they get salmonella and have some kind of stomach?
No, you cannot adulterate someone else's food. That's against the law.
If I were to put a cookie in the refrigerator that's not made with Nestle chips, it's made with X-Lax, and you eat it, it's not my fault, buddy. It's your fault for eating it. It's not your cookie.
That's a gray area of the law there. If it's not somebody else's food, if it's some food that you've planted there for them to eat, maybe a good attorney could get you off with that one.
All right, so we turn our attention to Japan. A bullet train in Japan had to make an emergency stop on Friday when one of the passengers overheard someone say there was about to be an explosion. But it turned out the guy was just drunk, and he said his bladder was about to explode. My bladder is a fur.
Now, in Japan, the trains are so overcrowded, there are railroad employees whose job it is to push the people into the train.
Oh, man.
That the door opens, there are people who literally shove and pack you in tight enough to get you in there.
This guy is not going to have a good life. Last week, a newly married couple was driving back home to Germany from their honeymoon in France when the groom stopped to get petrol, as they say in that part of the world.
Yes.
Didn't realize his new wife had woken up from her nap in the back seat to go use the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So he drove off and left her behind.
Yes, he did.
How long did it take for him to realize?
I was somewhere in Hungary when I realized that she wasn't back there anymore.
2.5 hours later.
2.5 hours?
She got in touch with him and told him, "You better turn around and come get me."
Well, you know, if there's a blanket in the back seat and she's sleeping, you know.
5 hours.
You could understand how that would happen, right?
No.
No, you can't?
Newlywed. What is she doing sleeping by herself in the back seat anyway?
I did such a good job tiring her out.
Yes, ma'am, you are welcome. Get a little rest, baby. We'll be home in a couple hours. On Friday, some college students in Pennsylvania were playing beer pong when one of their balls got dented.
That's ping pong balls.
Huh?
That's the ping pong ball they use to play the game.
Sure.
Yeah, something like that. Right.
Otherwise, it'd be in a totally different story.
Right.
One guy tried to pop out the dent with a lighter and ended up setting one of his balls on fire.
That was the ping pong balls.
Yes.
Yes.
He dropped it, and it set his mattress and box springs on fire.
It's getting worse by the minute here.
Luckily, the fire department was able to put out his balls before there was too much damage and before anyone was hurt.
You enjoyed reading that story, didn't you?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. This is one of those very sad stories of an individual that was trying his best just to make things work out, and he ended up, well, you know.
Oh, goody.
With his
part of the show. A quick look at the news.
This is definitely going to be quick for time. There's now a new Taylor Swift Education Center at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Taylor Swift Education Center. You see, what it does is it teaches young girls how to pick out their boyfriend's faults so they too can have a hit song on the radio within a week after breaking up with them.
Isn't that what every guy who goes out on a date with Taylor Swift thinks? Could I do something that's going to get me onto the next album?
Al Gore trying to buy Twitter. Did you know that?
Al Gore's trying to buy Twitter?
He tried to buy Twitter, but the price was too high. This marks the first time something's been too big for Al Gore to swallow. You'd think he would have tried to buy Instagram since it's mostly pictures of food. Speaking of food, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has launched a petition in their stores during the U.S. government to end the shutdown. Schultz said the petition may not work, but it will allow customers to venti their frustration.
Oh, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I'll be here all week. Saudi Arabia is developing a test to determine if visitors are gay. You heard this?
No.
Saudi Arabia developing a test to determine if visitors are gay.
What are they looking for?
See, here's how it works. They march visitors into a drab interrogation room, and if they say, "My God, this place needs some curtains," they're the gay. A new poll is showing the popularity of the Republican Party has hit an all-time low. Republicans responded by flipping America the bird and immediately shutting down the nation's polls. Last but not least, Chelsea Clinton said she gets pressure from her parents to have a baby. Well, actually, Hillary is pressuring Chelsea to have a baby. Bill is just pressuring Chelsea to hire a chubby nanny. You're quick. Look at the news. Please use all the information for good and not for evil.
I've been married a few years. I think the best part about getting married was the wedding registry. When my wife and I got married, we were poor. We didn't have anything. So I thought, great, now we can register. Finally get some stuff we really need. But there's always some jackass shopping for your wedding. They look at the wedding registry, see all the most basic essentials, pots, pans, bowls, and they go, nah, what you need is a crystal hummingbird. No, I don't. I need a fork. I cannot eat SpaghettiOs with a crystal hummingbird. So even more important to register if you ever get married at a recognizable landmark. My wife and I, we got married at a lighthouse, which we thought would be romantic and we'd get some good pictures, and we did. But we started opening presents, realized everyone decided to be super original. Get us a present with a lighthouse on it. So now I have a blanket with a lighthouse on it. And I have a clock with a lighthouse on it. And I even have a lamp that looks exactly like a lighthouse. Turn it on, the light goes around and around and around. Great. Useless. When am I ever going to need that? If I have a plumbing emergency, I have to swim to safety across my living room. Swim to the light, Tony. Swim to the light. And I thought this would have ended with our wedding. We've been married 12 years. Last year, my aunt gave me a package of napkins with lighthouses on it. If I had known it was going to be like this, I would have gotten married at Best Buy.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.